you're sharing on social media today, we hope you'll use our hashtags to help publicize the stamps.
Postmaster Stephanie Jett welcomes a crowd at the stamp celebration. She says people have been showing up at the post office every day to see the nearly 12-foot oil-on-canvas mural.
It is so neat to think that our little bitty town will be on envelopes worldwide, and people look and see and think, you know, what is Pigot, Arkansas? It's exciting. We're thrilled.
The mural was painted by Iowa artist Daniel Rhodes in 1941 as part of a government program to employ artists and beautify post offices, which were central meeting points in communities. His son, Aaron Rhodes, believes the commission may have helped his parents through the Great Depression.
My father was a famous young man, by the way. He had won numerous prizes, and he was quite well recognized for his work. But he was also very poor. And, I read on the internet that he was paid $700 for this mural. But in today's money, that's like over $12,000. And I mean, that's a lot of money for them. They probably lived on this for years.
The artist's children say he was so forward-thinking and always ready to move on to the next work that they didn't necessarily hear much about the Pigot mural when they were growing up.
I can tell it's his work. Yeah.
Lorna Rhodes is Daniel's daughter. She says he was better known for ceramics, but she's gratified that he's being remembered on this day for his painting.
Oh, it's very nice. We're honored that this happened, and it's nice to think back to that time in his life. This was before we were born.
In the Pigot post office, people are buying the mural stamps, as many as 100 sheets at a time. Almost everyone says Daniel Rhodes' mural is even more striking in person, with its smooth blue and brown tones. Pat Mendonca is with the United States Postal Service.
The magnificent airmail mural shows a local letter carrier helping pilots load bags of mail onto their plane. The mural captures postal employees' commitment to serving our customers and communities across the United States, and that commitment to service continues today.
In Pigot, Arkansas, I'm Ann Kenda for Arkansas Public Media.